To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Tom Brady's going to prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, come on, he is not. He's still going to win it because even though he lost this appeal of the appeal of the appeal, he could go to the Supreme Court, I think.
Our own Mike Monaco, legal analyst, is going to explain what happened to poor Tom Brady today, as Anna often calls him, poor Tom Brady. Don't you
say
that?
Tommy.
Tom
Brady.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The guy, nothing.
His wife makes more money than every other football player.
Now, you know what's so funny about
true.
This, Mike Monaco, is that Tom Brady is the single luckiest man alive, and
lucky.
women are
he's
always like,
hard.
"Oh, poor Tom Brady."
Is that after you, Ro?
No, I just think that there are people like Ro. You beat up on him because there's a little bit of jealousy there, just a little bit.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and Mike too. Okay, obviously Mike too. I just figured it out.
Oh my God!
Come on, okay, let's hear it.
Let me ask you a question: will the Supreme Court hear this case?
No.
What if they ask for it? Because that's exactly what Robert Kraft and Tom Brady will do.
They'll appeal.
Yeah, they're not going to sit here and take this case.
Well, why not?
This is a simple case. The NFL has the right to do whatever heck they want to do. The commissioner decided what he was doing, and you want to play professional football? You got to do what the commissioner wants you to do. It's that simple. I think the better question is, what is Justice Ginsburg going
to
do?
Well, we're going to get to her in a second. I have some thoughts about her in just a second. But I just want to, before we leave the Tom Brady thing, now let's just go back and explain what happened here. Tom Brady, obviously, has been suspended by the NFL for 4 games this season. And that's a significant hit. Although what they did is they reconfigured his contract for this year so that those 4 games don't cost him as much money, which, by the way, seems, I don't know about this, Mike, but I think Mike's on fire.
Mike, are you OK?
Can you turn away from the wind, Mike? That might be helpful.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but it is sort of like. A situation where they've reconfigured, and I believe that is some sort of collusion and trying to do
Ooh,
something with justice.
Oh, it's his team
lesson
telling.
Punishment?
Yeah.
No, but his team obviously backs him and feels that he shouldn't be punished for this, and that's what the judges probably should have decided, but they didn't.
His team benefited from the deflate gate. Come on.
Right.
Please.
You guys, we have to go back to point number one. If Roger Goodell puts teams in charge of their own footballs to regulate the inflation levels, then are we going to be surprised if any of these teams ever have touched the footballs and maybe there's a variation of where they actually are inflated? I mean, it's so bogus the way they're handling the whole thing, making this an example of Tom Brady, who's absolutely perfect.
Oh, there you go.
This is the answer.
There you go.
See, that was the answer we were looking for. You should see what she's wearing today. Well, you should see what Anna is wearing. Mike, hold on 1 second. Mike, I got to explain this. Anna is wearing a free Tom Brady T-shirt where, you know, he's like that Che Guevara thing or Barack Obama, you know, where it's like in red and blue with the whole shadowy kind
of. His gorgeous face on it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She should be on. Now, if she were on the Supreme Court, she would take Tom Brady's case.
For sure.
Stare at him.
I was disappointed he wasn't going to the convention because that would have made it even more exciting.
I'm going to guess something. I'm going to guess Clarence Thomas would take the case too. Like maybe I can get an autograph. I sort of see that.
He'd finally ask another question.
Right. He would ask a question. I've only asked 1 question in 20 years.
Wait, so Mike, just settle it though. So you're saying he's out of options if they don't go to the Supreme Court? The Supreme Court doesn't take it?
They're not going to take it. I'm saying, if they go to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court will not take the case, right?
How long does it take for the Supreme Court to come up with an answer on whether or not they're going to take a case? Because couldn't they delay it past the 4 games and sort of get away with doing that?
4 to 6 months? I don't think so. Well, I mean, anything could happen, but I don't think the NFL has to give him time off. I don't think they have to. I think they could rule that you've got to take the 4 games now, I guess.
All right. Okay.
I don't know. It seems ridiculous.
It is. I
know.
That's something we agree on.
Highly placed attorney just won a major case, and this is a guy who doesn't need a lot of stupid questions being asked of him about a football player. All right. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about the notorious RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg sits down with a reporter, New York Times Magazine, right? Reporter.
She gave a couple of interviews actually, saying outspoken things about Trump.
And she's all upset about Trump now. She must be quitting, right? She must be retiring.
Well, here's the question. Can a candidate say so many things that are absurd and anti-judge, like Mr. Trump has done with the judge out in California, mm-hmm. who was originally from Indiana, that any federal judge would say exactly what, and it's probably thinking exactly what Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said.
Yeah.
Can any candidate do that and expect federal judges to recuse themselves after he causes them to recuse themselves? I don't think so. I don't think she has to recuse herself.
But, no. Wait, hold on, though. Wait.
And that's the question.
And you know me. Okay. Very well done, counsel. But let me just say this. I think the judge has to be above that. The judge can't be goaded into making a response. I mean, listen, the guy in California didn't do it. The guy in California didn't respond, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, he was above the fray.
Well, that's true. He's not on the Supreme Court, though. Supreme Court judges have a different deal.
What's their deal?
Only they decide what they do.
That's true.
There's no other judge, no other judicial office decides what the Supreme Court can do, except if somebody tries to impeach them, which is in the Senate, but that's not going to happen.
But I mean, but they do. There is the legislature does have an ability to
impeach any federal judge.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you don't
but
think?
I mean, really?
But you don't think
what he did? Go on,
Mike. You don't think it's a sign that she is retiring, though? That for her to be so outspoken, I mean, she's such a brilliant woman that obviously one of the greatest legal minds in the country. She knows what she's saying when she says it, and she made the point of saying things about Trump in multiple interviews. Is that a sign that she's, do you think, close to?
It looks like it.
She is the oldest justice.
Yes, she is the oldest justice, and she survived pancreatic cancer, shockingly. I mean, it's amazing how well she's done. And it's, so maybe it is, so Merrick Garland is waiting to be chosen. There's not going to be any federal case involving this election. I can't imagine, like Bush v. Gore.
Let me tell you something. There's not a statement you can make about this election that would be remotely possible. Let's just wait and see what happens. Let's just sit back, relax.
Thank God you're the voice of reason, Ro.
Yeah, that's what I'm known for. That's what they bring me here for every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, they bring me my straitjacket right here. And
Anne is there just to suck up to Tom Brady, for Christ's sake.
Well, I mean, suck up, some might say. Others might say truth speak.
Yeah,
you know?
she's screaming the truth. That's what she's doing. Okay, and now can I ask you this question? And one last thing about Donald Trump. He's suing one of his former campaign aides.
In the middle of a campaign, he's suing Nunberg. Mm-hmm. For what? For because he's upset with him. Does anybody have any control over Mr. Trump? Why would he? But the funny thing is, some federal judge says, "Okay, you have to give a deposition now. Take a deposition right now." Why would he file a lawsuit now? It makes no sense.
So, what would be the impact of giving a deposition right now on Donald Trump?
Well, they'd ask him all. They could ask him a million different questions. Of course, he answers a million questions every day, but they could answer questions under oath about what he did, what he's done with other people who worked for him. And Nunberg is very upset, but he's also upset with the former chief of staff over there. So there's all kinds of animosity in that place. Everybody's angry at everybody. Why he would file a lawsuit at this point makes no sense.
So it's potentially dangerous to him to do that.
Of course it's dangerous. Absolutely it's dangerous. It makes no sense for him to do this.
I didn't even think about that. I just thought about how it hurts him as a business practice with other political types. And now Anna, mm-hmm. like Tom Brady, she rushed to his defense earlier saying that, you know, you wouldn't want to have somebody out there telling secrets to the press about you. I mean, you'd fire them if you were paying them
for
doing
that.
Well,
I just think he's obviously someone who treasures loyalty. And if someone is disloyal, I he seems, this seems fitting to his character to just lash out as hard as he can after somebody, sort of make to set the message to the rest of the team, hey, you guys go try to do this now. Nobody, you know, keep your loyalty to me.
Mike, are you trying to sneak across the Mexican border the other way right now?
Are you playing Pokemon Go, maybe?
Yeah, what are you doing right now? What is going
on
with you?
Yeah. What the heck?
He's walking around.
Play Pokemon?
Yeah. He likes to just go into the windiest place possible to do the interview with us. I noticed that.
We like it better when you're in studio, Mike.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I feel more at ease in studio. Mm-hmm. For one thing, I could take a look at Rowan and see what he's actually thinking, you know.
Because it's not always what he's saying.
Right, yes.
Thank you very, very much. I'll talk to you.
Goodbye. There he goes. Mike Bye-bye. Monaco, attorney at law. No case too big or too small. All right. You know what? Speaking of Pokemon Go, the kids have put up a video on the interwebs. Mm-hmm. About the Pokemon Go, and it is it's adorable when these two kids get together. It's like when people show you pictures of their kids and they're like, aren't my kids the best? And you're like, or on Facebook they're doing that, or on Twitter, look at my kid, oh, they're so adorable, my child uttered a word today.
We're just trying to make you proud, Ro.
Yeah,
who's cuter?
So Kevin and Violetta have,
I love you all the same.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Have,
we know who the favorite is, Violetta.
Yeah, we do, Kevin, sorry.
So they went out and played Pokemon Go, and we're going to talk to them about that, but first